You know what they used to call me in high school? And not for reasons you would think.
I'm scared.
Turbo Tish.
Is that because you drove a Trans Am?
Yep. And the Trans Am said turbo on it. Oh, yeah. Turbo friggin' Tish.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. Hey, stoners.
How's it going?
It's going real good for MT over here. You've been smoking weed, eating chocolate.
I've had like
drinking Celsius.
Regular old chocolates. No, anything else.
Nothing crazy.
But I did eat like 7 of those.
Mm-hmm.
They were bomb.
Those are really bomb.
They are my favorite chocolate and Celsius. Yeah. That is my favorite combo.
Chocolate and Celsius?
And weed.
And weed. Okay.
Weed. It goes like this. Weed, Celsius, chocolate.
Weed's the top?
Weed's the top. Then I need the...
Celsius more than chocolate?
No. This is the order of the combo.
I see.
I get high, and then if I get a little sleepy, then I drink my Celsius. And then a few minutes later, I'm hungry, so I eat my chocolate.
Mm.
And then I even out like this.
And then you're something. You're too good.
This does not work for everyone.
No,
children do not try this at home.
Oh, my God. You are too much for me. Well, we're doing a little solo ep today, which will be super fun because there's some things we need to catch up on. I feel like we've watched the Love is Blind reunion.
Ugh.
We're caught up on The Bachelor.
Yes, we are.
So we need to talk about all that tea. Also, Stagecoach is coming up.
I know.
So I thought we could do a little like pre-Stagecoach episode.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
Are you going to come?
Look at my girl playing Stagecoach.
I know. Noah played it a few years ago.
Yeah.
Did she play it or just come out with Diplo? Did she play Stagecoach?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
She came out with Diplo? Yeah, she came out with Diplo.
Did she play Coachella once?
Yes. I was with her. She played with Marshmello at Coachella.
Got it. But we were at Stagecoach. We were all at Stagecoach 1 year. It was so fun.
Yeah, with your father.
Yeah. And Diplo. We were. And now we're back. Well, I'm back. You're not going to be. Let's be real.
Probably not.
But you are going to come to Vegas.
I am coming to Vegas.
Love that.
For sure.
Can't wait.
For my birthday.
For my birthday.
And Mother's Day.
You know who else is playing Stagecoach? We had him on the pod. Is Wiz Khalifa.
What?
Mom, you don't what me. We
I
sat
love
here and
Wiz.
Talked to Wiz
I
about
know
Stagecoach.
We did talk about it. I mean, it is tempting to see you and Wiz.
I know.
That would be fun.
It would be sickening.
But yeah, no.
But no. Also, I know like you're not a big like new country fan, but Morgan Wallen's playing Sunday night. And I would say he's probably... like the artist people are most excited to see
at Stagecoach.
Yeah, he's kind of like the king of country right now.
Anybody else country that I know?
Who else is headlining?
Like Casey's not playing or?
I don't think Casey's playing this year. Miranda Lambert?
I love Miranda.
Oh, yeah,
Jelly Roll's there.
Jelly Roll's playing Stagecoach.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Post will be sick.
I am so here for Post Malone's country career.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I've always loved Posty.
Yep.
I know, like, some people know this, but, like, I saw Posty before he was huge at Coachella at, like, an offsite party for some brand. And I was with Marta and I was with Val and Noah. And, like, for some reason, we were just, like,
I remember this.
Like, very small Coachella party. And Post Malone was playing. And nobody knew who he was. And it was, like, right before Congratulations blew up. But we had the best time. We hung out with him. And I remember thinking, didn't have a band. He had, like, a DJ. And I thought the DJ was so hot. And we just had the best time. So that's, like, my OG Posty story. I know. So I'm so excited for him. Like, he came out at the CMA Awards last year and did Pickup Man with Morgan and Hardy. And, like, love Morgan and Hardy. But Posty, like, put them to shame.
And
he was
the star. I see him fitting right into Nashville.
Very much so.
Yeah. Does he live there now or you don't know?
He doesn't, but it wouldn't shock me if he moves there.
Yes.
And, you know, Post is like, I wish we could get Posty on the pod. He's like gone. He's sober now and he's very open about like, you know, before I had so much stage anxiety that I had to kind of get drunk, not drunk, but like drink to get on stage. And like now he's sober. And so he's figuring out like how to perform without alcohol and all the things. And
that's
I don't know,
amazing.
It's pretty fascinating. So I'm really excited for this like country curve of his career.
Yeah, I think he's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him.
And I mean, then, he's so talented.
So talented. Yeah. Yeah. And then obviously the DJ 10 is just stacked. So excited about that. Diplo curates. He's going to play, which will be so fun. Also, Dylan Francis, who I've met a few times. He's a fellow Wynn resident. I'm so excited about his set. He does not play country music. So I'm so curious to see what Dylan brings to Stagecoach.
That'll be fun.
I know. I hope I play on the same day as him just because I love playing with Dylan. He's playing Clooney, who's also not a country DJ. He like posted and was like, Cowboy Clooney, coming to Stagecoach. And I'm just so curious to see what these guys do.
Wow.
Like, are they going to lean into the country angle or are they just going to play their regular set? Like, I don't
know.
Well,
what are you leaning into?
Honey, I'm leaning full country these days.
Great.
I really am. Like, it's something that people like, come to me and book me to play these country leaning events, even though I'm not a country artist by any means. But I think just like the association and Dad and Miley and Noah, like everybody's got those influences. So like I get booked for that a lot. And for a long time, I was like, but I don't play country. Like I do electronic music. Like, I don't do country. And I've pushed away from it for so long. And now I'm like, fuck it. We're doing country. Everybody else is like, let's fucking go.
And I mean, that's authentically you.
I mean, it truly is.
I mean, cowgirl, horses, country.
Know.
Like, we're as country as country
it's
gets.
It's so true. Like, I'm at home
that's
on the farm.
That's when I started
so.
Leaning into my country is when I started friggin' throbbing.
That's what I'm saying. So that's where we're at. So I will definitely.
I was country.
Oh my God.
When country wasn't cool. You know that song?
I do.
Is that Barbara Mandrell? Somebody looked at it.
I'm not sure. Lainey Wilson just put out a song called Country's Cool Again.
Oh.
And it's very clever and it's very good. And just very true about how like everyone's just kind of jumping on the bandwagon.
Yep.
But you know what? I'm kind of here for it. Like, let's let country have its moment. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
And I definitely am going to curate like a very special set for Stagecoach and play some country stuff. So I'm excited about that. James Kennedy, who's a friend, he's on the lineup. It's going to be really, really fun.
Love it.
I'm stoked.
I'm going to watch from my couch.
I do Can't think you live I think stream? You can live stream Stagecoach.
There's somebody else, too. It's a female country artist.
Maybe she covered it.
Yeah, Barbara Mandrell.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
I was country when country wasn't.
Did you know that Barbara Mandrell's daughter was on The Bachelor?
No.
Yeah, and she is now engaged to like some guy from The Bachelor.
Huh.
I forget his name.
Interesting.
Brandon?
Should we talk about The Bachelor?
Brendan? What's that guy's name? Do we know? The one that wears the earrings? I don't know. They're engaged. So her name's Christina. She's thriving.
Great.
Should we have her on the pod, honestly? She seems kind of fun.
Oh, I would love that.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go into some off limits and talk about The Bachelor.
Love to.
Yay!
So by the time this comes out, it'll be over, and we haven't seen the last episode, but we're caught up at least through Fantasy Suites.
We are caught up through Fantasy Suites.
So what's your prediction?
Derek? Okay, so it is so crazy. Like, you know, I didn't even start watching The Bachelor until, like, Matt James season. So I was a late
newbie
party.
Yeah.
But I love this season. And I can't even remember why, because I really haven't watched, like, the last three or four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, really, really love... Oh, well, I forgot his name.
Kelsey?
No.
Oh, The Bachelor? Joey.
Joey. He is so sweet and
very
seems
cute.
So authentic and real.
Mm-hmm.
I pray to God he does not break my heart and turn out to be I just think he's sweet.
He does seem sweet.
But I just really like him. And up until, not really Fantasy Suites, but the day date, I always thought it was going to be Daisy.
Mm.
I just have always thought Daisy was going to be his one. And then when he had his last 101 with Kelsey,
mm-hmm.
and literally even before the Fantasy Suite, and then after for sure, it has to be Kelsey.
I know. Here's
I also see him acting differently with the others.
I do too.
Ready.
I do too.
Like that changed him.
Here's the one thing about Joey that I find really interesting. And it's like a little bit of that Ben Higgins syndrome of like Ben's whole shtick was I'm unlovable. I'm so unlovable, which is so crazy because Ben's so cute and such an amazing human.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you think you're unlovable? But that was his kind of whole thing. And I get that vibe from Joey, too.
I do, too.
And Joey has said kind of over and over, like, I just want to be chosen. Like, I just want someone to pick me. And I just want to be confident that when I propose, that someone's going to pick me. And my issue with Daisy this whole time is on paper, I think Daisy is so great for him.
Yep.
But I don't know that Daisy is as sure about him enough that he's willing to propose because he wants a sure thing.
Absolutely.
Very much so.
Yep.
And to me, Kelsey's the sure thing out of the three of them. Like even Rachel, who I do think likes him a lot, I think this last Fantasy Suite episode, you really saw her. You saw a different side of her
yep.
where she's kind of seemed just so fun and lighthearted and whatever. And now this episode, she's like spiraling.
Yep.
And so if I were Joey seeing that, I'd be like, well, you're not sure. And Daisy, not sure. But Kelsey's sure.
Yep.
And I want sure. So I'm going to pick
And her. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I have I look at her and she blows my mind.
I know. She's so pretty. I love her. She's just very unique looking.
She is so unique.
Like, I feel like on that show, a lot of those girls tend to look the same.
Totally.
And she's just so cute.
I love her. Hope he picks her.
I know. I do too. But I'm so curious to see the finale because he's like crying in the promo.
And like, honestly,
it like it's going well.
Yeah. And Rachel, I feel like he had such an out because her dad did not give his blessing.
He didn't.
He said, well, if it comes to that, have her call me.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think he's going to use that as the reason why he lets her go.
Yeah. She just seemed so off, though, too, on the date. And I know she got hurt kind of like.
Yeah.
They had to go to the hospital, which seemed crazy. But she
that seemed insane.
She seemed so off to me. Like, it seemed like something else besides that was bothering her.
Mm.
I don't know. It was strange. Okay, so in your world, Kelsey wins.
Yes, but we have to talk about
Maria.
Maria.
Okay, well, I was going to ask, in the world where Kelsey wins, who's the bachelorette for you?
Maria.
Really?
Probably because she is going to be such good entertainment.
That's true.
And she'll be great entertainment. And I think if I had to pick out of the four of them, is mm-hmm. that what you're asking?
No, it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be. It tends to be somebody in the final, like uh-huh. three or four, but not always.
I could also. No, I think her. I think Maria.
Not Daisy?
No.
Really?
I think Daisy, there's not going to be. I mean, here, if we want really sweet and sugary sweet
mm-hmm.
TV.
Isn't that what The Bachelor typically goes for?
I don't know. I think they want a little sauce.
They do?
I think they want some spice.
I think some of their most successful bachelorettes have been spicier.
Yeah.
Like, Caitlin Bristow is such a great example.
Yeah.
I think, like, she was so different for their like, typical mold of the bachelorette. And
totally.
She was, like, the most loved. Like,
yeah.
Girls loved her. Guys loved her. Like, she's been so successful.
And also,
after.
Now people are so obsessed with Maria's fashion. Like, she could bring it every single week, and people would just be loving that as well.
Yeah.
I think she'd be really good.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like, I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus, they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
Do you think that Maria is in a place to truly want to get married? Because she wasn't selling me on that on this show.
I'm not sure about that.
And that they usually want somebody that exudes that.
And I think Daisy does.
Me too. So I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm trying to think of like who I would prefer to watch. I think I'd rather watch Daisy be the Bachelorette, but I don't know. Because to me, it's never about the lead as much as it's about the rest of the cast.
That's true.
Like the lead can kind of be a dud.
Yeah.
Because it's everybody else that's fighting over the lead that makes it entertaining.
That's so true.
So I kind of feel like it's... Yeah, Maria would be a great lead, but...
But holy crap, if he does not pick Kelsey, she has to be the Bachelorette.
Has to. He's going to pick Kelsey, right?
I hope so. If it is from the feeling of what I felt last week.
Yeah.
Even hometowns.
I know.
I think it all switched.
I think he's always really liked Daisy, but like I've never seen it be reciprocated from her side.
I don't think she just shows her emotions.
Maybe not. I don't think she's that into him.
Really?
I think she wants to be. I think it's like on paper, he's great, but I don't think she's feeling it. I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't.
I know. I wish they'd bring you on as a special guest on The Bachelor. It'd
I
be
wish
so fun.
They would too. Can we put that out there?
Like, how fun would a date with Tish be? Or something? I don't know. Or you like do orchestrate the date?
I would. Oh my
That'd
God.
Be so
can
fun.
We manifest this?
I wish.
Or can I come in and help these girls? Like,
well,
help them.
Help them with what?
Help them,
like, give relationship
not
advice?
Be freaking needy, number one. Like, honey.
Okay, well, speaking of needy, can we switch gears to Love is Blind?
Okay, that's what I'm thinking.
Those are the ones that need your help, I think.
It blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, honey, do not show all your cards. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
okay, wait. We have to circle back to The Bachelor for 1 second, because how mad are you at Leslie, the Golden Bachelorette chick that came in? Why did she tell Kelsey all those things?
I mean, I get it.
I do, but like, she had to know.
Okay, yes.
That she was planting doubt in Kelsey's mind. And I get that her intentions were good, but man, what a bummer for Kelsey.
Absolutely, but I do. I am like that. It's like, it just is. If he doesn't
I know,
pick
but it
you,
shattered like, her confidence, and her confidence is what was going to have her be the
agree,
winner.
I agree, but I'm just like, oh, if he doesn't pick you, it would just be... So devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kills me, like, when they go to hometowns and stuff, and, like, the family is like, yeah, but you have three other girls. Well, yeah, that's what the show is, dumbass.
I mean, it is, but like, also, it's true.
And, like, you signed up for this.
I know, but
you knew he's dating this
at
other...
At this point, everyone's dad says this.
It's ridiculous.
And it's...
It actually makes me angry. I'm like...
Does it?
Yeah, because I'm like, do you know what the show is? Because you do, because your kids signed up for it.
Here's what I think. I'm trying to put myself in the position of, like, I sign up for The Bachelor. Like, let's just pretend for 1 second. I'm 25. I sign up to go on The Bachelorette. And I'm like, you know, I'll get on TV. Like, maybe I'll meet a cute guy. Maybe I won't. And, like, if I'm not into it and it's not happening, like, I'll just make sure I get out of it before hometowns. Like, that would be my mentality.
Uh-huh.
Then you get in it and you're like, oh, the guy's cute. Oh, the guy's kind of great. We've got a little thing. And then you get further into it than you ever intended. This is what I picture for these girls. And then you're in it and you're like, fuck, how did I get here? Like, but now I like the guy. So now I'm stuck. And it's like, of course, I don't want to be like in this with three other girls, but here I am. And it just like turns into a shitty situation that you really just didn't think you were going to get into.
Okay, I can buy that.
That's what I think for the most part.
Uh-huh.
Now Love is Blind.
Okay.
Is a whole nother situation.
I mean, I can't.
I don't even know where to start.
Where do we start?
Okay, can we start at Trevor? The guy that had the girlfriend that
what
What was he thinking?
I loved him.
I know.
Like, I freaking, like, love Trevor.
I did, too.
I was like, he is just the cutest, sweetest
but
thing
how
ever.
Scary that he fooled everybody.
He literally, and, like, the humiliation he had to endure at the reunion.
I'm surprised he showed up.
But he literally goes, can I leave?
I know.
I mean, poor freaking thing.
It was sad. But he didn't have to show up because the other guy didn't show up.
I know.
The nerdy guy. What was his name?
I forget. But honestly, I cannot believe Trevor did this.
It's bad. Can you believe the girl was down?
No.
That's the part that really gets me because men are scum. And like, I'm not shocked he tried to do that. I am shocked the girl was okay with it.
Insane. Oh my gosh. I know. Okay. So that just lets us, where do we start? Do we start like,
okay, well, we're so happy for the couple that actually got married, right?
Like, yes. Love that for them. We knew they were going to get married.
Yeah. Their sex life confuses me, but like,
I don't think they have sex.
I don't, that's what confuses me. That's what
I know.
Because like,
why?
They kind of like, the one girl in the audience, I forget which cast member it was, that was like, so, do you guys not know about condoms? Like, she tried to make it funny.
Right.
And they did not act the case
at all.
They were like, we figured it out. It's like, did you?
I don't know that they did. Honestly, I don't care. But like, I mean, I do like the show, but it is just
I like them, but like that part just is hard. I'm like, I'm not sure about that aspect of your relationship. But the rest of it's super cute.
They're so cute.
Super, super cute.
Love their little fam. So cute.
Very cute. Then we have Jimmy and Chelsea. Complete train wreck.
Although I thought she looked fabulous on
the
reunion. She
did. She looked great.
She looked so good.
A spray tan does wonders. We all know this.
Honestly, a spray tan is everything.
We love a spray tan.
But I am, I'm sorry, but Jessica, because they were like, you know, you all even had chemistry, you know, after on the beach. And she was like, basically like, no.
Yeah.
Like she, after she saw him, she said, no.
But like, did she?
Yeah.
No, because when they first met in real life, I felt like she was kind of trying.
I don't think so.
Yes, at that lake party.
Okay, I think she was kind of trying it just because I think she was still feeling something. But then I think when reality set in.
Well, now she's with Harry Jowsey, so upgrade.
Who's that?
The guy from Too Hot to Handle that's got the podcast now.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yes,
but honestly, no. She was not having him after they met face to face.
No.
I could tell. Anyway, which I'm glad because I know Chelsea is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I'm nuts.
It's nuts. Like, she is just, I'm sorry. She was coming off clingy.
Insecure.
She's too insecure.
Yes.
So
here's what, like, this is what my advice would give to people that feel like they need to be clingy because I feel like I could be, I'm just too prideful for that.
Yep.
You know,
you are.
Like, even if I, like, that's my thing is like, don't act on everything you feel or that your mind is telling you.
Yeah.
Just like, just fought the urge. Like, cause that is like number one.
Yeah. The night that was really bad, their really bad argument, she was drunk, which doesn't, you lose your filter when you're drunk.
Totally.
My whole thing with girl, like when girls feel like they need to control their man, I'm like, honey, like this is the quickest way to lose him. The quickest way to lose a guy is to like tell him he can't do something.
Yes.
Or like hover and be clingy. Like you just can't do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like the tighter you hold on to something, the like bigger the chance you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to let somebody do them. And like if someone's going to cheat on you, wouldn't you rather know earlier on? Like, wouldn't you rather, like, let them go do what they're going to do and learn early on if they're a cheater or not? Because if someone's a
That's
cheater,
true.
They're going to cheat no matter what. They're going to cheat. It might take them longer to do it if you try to control them, but, like, they're going to do it eventually. Wouldn't you rather
Brandy's
just know ahead of time?
Such a realist.
I am. Like, I would just rather know. Like, go to the bar. Go out with your friends. Stay out till 5 a.m. Because if you're going to cheat on me, I want to fucking know. I want to know right now before we get married.
You are tough.
Yeah. So Chelsea should have let that happen and see. Let's see if Jimmy sleeps with the girl that's his best friend that he slept with. Let's see what he's going to do. It's a good test run. She
that
should've
is
let it
true.
Happen. I know. Because you know what? I actually don't think Jimmy is a cheater.
Yeah.
I don't get that vibe. I think he would just likes to go out and hang out with his friends. And I think she should let him
do that. I kind of think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think once he committed to her, he was committed.
I think so, too.
And she ruined it by being clingy.
I think he seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me, too. Mm-hmm. But you know who is not a good guy? Jeremy.
Oof, not at all. Not at all.
What a little drama queen.
I know.
Like, literally.
And he gives zero fucks, which is the craziest part about it.
Now, that's why I like him. I mean, honestly, he is so,
owns it. He's like, yeah.
He is such a douche.
I did that.
And he is fine with it.
Yeah. I know.
It is crazy town.
It is.
I mean, and like, which one was, Jimmy, they're like, the way Jimmy found out what Jessica looked like,
Jeremy,
is because Jeremy sent him a picture. And classic. Like, Nick Lachey was like, dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know.
I know.
Like.
Yeah. Pot stirrer for sure.
So crazy.
I know.
And Jeremy and that girl just looked so ridiculous on the reunion. I'm sorry.
I kind of feel like they're perfect for each other, though.
They're absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
They are so perfect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But like for me, it was like, so uncomfortable because, I mean, they just looked so bad.
I know. No.
Like, so bad.
But neither one of them really cared.
They do not care.
Which was, you know, I guess they own it at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else? The two, like, one's a principal, one's a teacher. That little couple. I feel like we didn't get any answers from them, really.
I just don't even.
Their relationship is strange to
me. It was the craziest thing.
She was touching him a lot, and it made me uncomfortable.
I mean, I know.
You know?
Yeah, it's really strange.
Very strange.
And it's also very strange that they're not together now.
But they're like best friends.
And talk every day. What is that?
I'll know, and I'll tell you right now, when you guys start seeing other people, that ain't gonna fly.
But is it like, because they had a sex problem too, I think, right? Or no?
I don't think they weren't having sex. They were waiting.
They were waiting on marriage or something. And so, fine. But, like, I mean, it's kind of the same.
Is it fine? I think you should test drive it before.
No, I'm not even talking. I'm just like, maybe they just, neither one really liked sex. And it's weird to be in a relationship and not have sex. And so they're just friends, but maybe this is works for them.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Not sure.
But it's so
strange.
I thought
it was odd. And I thought it was odd that, because I do feel like Vanessa likes to pry.
Oh, yeah, she
does. And she didn't really with them. And I was like, this is the time I need you to pry.
I know.
I need some answers.
I just felt like he was completely uninterested.
Very much.
I mean, like, completely uninterested.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I think it's like, he just maybe wants a buddy.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's so weird.
It's so strange. I don't know.
I don't know either. What else? A lot of the couples from prior seasons, I thought it was cute that they showed.
Oh, we got to talk about Clay.
Oh, God, I forgot about Clay.
Clay and AD.
Clay and AD.
She is so fine.
I know.
Like,
she came out looking fire.
Fire.
That dress.
I mean, her body.
I know.
It is too good. And her confidence.
I know.
I cannot even with her. She is amazing.
I'm obsessed.
And you know what?
Star of the season.
I actually, in the beginning with Clay, during the show, thought him saying, like, I'm afraid I'm going to be my dad, was really just a cop-out and was, like, an excuse to not commit.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end, I really believed him.
Well, I think on the wedding day, when you see his parents interact, it's like, it makes a lot of things make sense. And you're kind of like, oh, shit. Like, I actually think this fucked you up.
1,000,000%.
Sad.
Because I really thought, I was like, oh, this guy is such a player.
Mm-hmm.
He literally is just saying this so he doesn't have to commit.
But that's probably him compensating for his childhood trauma.
Then at the end, I'm like, this guy is so messed up from this. And I wish AD now, because in the reunion, I felt like he regrets it. It's so sad.
I know. I think she's going to take him back.
That's what I'm hoping.
I feel like in the span of that hour and a half, she went from like, ice cold.
She
to, like,
did.
Comforting him.
She did.
And, like, giving him the eyes.
That's why, I mean, I'm like, because I'm sure, like, watching that back and stuff, she's going to have to realize, like, he really was messed up.
I know. But here's my question. How do you, it's one thing to forgive somebody, but how do you forget that someone let you walk down the aisle with all of your family on national television to tell you no? I don't know if I could ever get over that. I really don't. I don't know if I could ever get over it.
I think I could.
You're nuts.
I do.
Are you crazy?
I think, like, the show and stuff, there's so many, like...
You would let someone embarrass you on national television.
Honey, I already have.
Not on TV.
And I just went back over and over.
Not on TV.
I mean...
It
no.
was different.
Okay.
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. I don't know. It'd be really hard.
It would be hard, but I do think she loves
like,
him.
Why couldn't he just not go to the altar? Why did he have to go through that?
Thing.
I just really hung up on that.
The show make you? Or
no, Jimmy and Chelsea didn't go. Jimmy said, I'm not going to the altar. Like, you can decide. I'm sure they incentivize you to. I'm sure the producers are in your ear, like, not manipulating you, but like, trying to get you to go because that's what they want.
Yeah.
But you don't have to because if you had to, everybody would go. Clay should not have gone.
No, he shouldn't.
He should have told her before. Even if it was the day of, before it starts, come tell me.
Yep.
Don't make me walk down the aisle. Don't make me say all my little spiel in front of my family on live television and then say,
and she said, I do.
It's real bad.
He's so screwed. But it makes me sad because truly he knows he screwed up.
I know. Poor little
and
guy.
Guys are so dumb.
I know.
Like, truly, like, he's like, well, I really didn't know, like, he said, I really didn't know this moment, us not doing it in this moment mm-hmm. would, like, screw it up forever kind of thing.
But how do,
guys don't put as much emphasis on that,
but
I think, as we did.
Why do you not think that, like, embarrassing somebody like that's not such a big deal? I just don't understand.
I mean, I could never do that to someone.
I would never.
That is so, it would, no.
Yeah.
Because, and you could tell, and I knew the second he opened his mouth
mm-hmm. that it was a no.
Absolutely. And yeah. I think she did too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so sad because she had just poured her heart out.
I know. I even think about this on The Bachelor because what they're supposed to do is let both people come down and like say their speech. Like you're supposed to like, if it's The Bachelor and it's Joey, he's supposed to let Daisy and Kelsey both come down there and like profess their love for him.
Uh-huh.
And then he's supposed to say no to the one that is not it, you know? And I'm like, how can you sit there and let someone give this speech of like how much they fucking love you to just be like, it's not you? I wouldn't be able to do it.
I wouldn't either.
And there's a couple times the bachelors are like, I can't let you. I can't. And I'm like, thank God. Like, someone's got some fucking class.
I know.
Like, I just couldn't do it.
It's so sad.
It's hard for me. I know.
But then I'm like, girl, this is what you signed up for.
But it's.
I know. It's just, it's awful. But when you, like, I just could never sign up for that.
No, never.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
which would
be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Ooh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
Mm,
they are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute. Anyway, I loved seeing the couples from previous seasons.
Yeah.
I loved seeing Gigi and Blake. They're so freaking
cute.
Gigi's
so cute.
I know. And I think I'm a little surprised that so many of the couples have stayed together.
Kwame and
I'm shocked by that.
What's her name?
Chelsea.
Kwame and Chelsea. I actually love them.
I do too.
Yeah.
They're like dysfunctional. It works even though they're dysfunctional.
Yeah. I just think she's so cute.
Yeah. She's super cute.
She's so cute.
Obsessed with Brett and his woman, Tiffany. Obsessed.
Love them.
Brett's hot.
He is so cute.
I know.
And how cute was the moment between him and Clay?
Adorable.
Yeah, that's why I really think when you watch the reunion like that mm-hmm. and you really see who, you kind of see who Clay is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's just a good guy.
I do.
Think he really wants to be a good guy.
Lots of drama.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
I think he does.
Who else was there? I'm trying to, you know who wasn't there?
Yeah.
Your Cameron and Lauren, your fave.
I know.
And the Southern couple that
oh
you love.
Oh, my God. I love them.
Barnett
and Amber.
They're too cute.
I freaking love Andrew. She is so country.
So country.
I love it
they
so much.
They both are.
And wasn't
so
she in, like, the military?
I don't know.
She was in the military. She's sick.
Wow.
I loved her.
Yeah, I wish they were there.
And what was the older lady? Older lady. The older girl.
Oh.
That they were in a love triangle. Jessica.
Yeah.
What is Jessica doing
Where is she now? I would love to know. Well, anyway, gosh, I love reality TV sometimes.
Me too.
There's some of it that I hate so much and some of it I love so much.
I know. I don't really watch any other reality TV.
I love, like, Too Hot to Handle is my favorite.
I've never seen that.
Which they had the spinoff. Actually, it's not a spinoff. It's just like a culmination of all the shows. Is that Perfect Match show?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And they said that Jessica and a couple of the others are going to be, Micah and the Jewish guy. What's his name? I forget. Three of them are going to be on Perfect Match. I love Perfect Match because they basically take like the best characters from each show and put them all on one show together.
Okay.
And it's genius.
That's like, good.
It's genius.
That's
yeah.
called Perfect Match?
Perfect Match. And it's like Too Hot to Handle, Love is Blind. And then there were two other shows they pulled from that I hadn't seen. The challenge. I can't remember. But it's good because they just pull the best people from each and then put them all
in a
show together.
It's like what they do with Paradise, right?
No, because Paradise is just Bachelor people.
Oh.
The Ultimate. I love that show.
I didn't see that.
Never saw this. Yes, you saw The Ultimatum.
I did.
That's where the couples come in that are already together but are having issues. Like one doesn't want to get married.
I don't think I watched that.
It's the best one.
No, I've never watched that.
Oh, I love it. It's like where they bring in like like six couples. And in every couple, there's one person that wants to get married and one that doesn't.
Oh my
God. But wants to stay in the relationship. Usually the girl wants to get married and the guy's not ready.
Maybe I did see this.
And then the girl gives them, or whoever it is, gives the ultimatum that, like, we're going to do this experiment.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
And by the end, you either have to get married or leave.
Okay, yes.
It's so good.
But I forget. I like to forget the cast
because
and
they make them trade partners. And
oh,
you go
I
live
do
with someone
remember
else.
This.
It's good.
It was good.
It's genius.
Yes, yeah,
anyway. It's a good show. Love it so much. Netflix is
well.
Genius.
You know what I started last night?
What's that?
And I was stoned, so I'm not sure I remember. But I started The Gentlemen.
Oh, how is it?
You know what? I think you'll really like.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yesterday you all mentioned somebody that you all thought was super cute.
Theo James.
Stop it right now.
Do you love him or no?
Love.
You don't, Mom, I've loved him since Divergent.
He is.
No, he's everything.
I love his acting.
He's in White Lotus.
That is him?
Yes, he plays the douchebag in
no,
White Lotus.
You are lying right
I
now.
Mom, he looks the same. What do you mean?
No, he's so much better in this.
He's awesome.
I mean, I really, like, I love him as an actor.
I love him.
And, yeah, he's cute.
Hot.
And, yeah, he is really cute.
Gorge.
And, but he's so good in this.
Is he British in this movie?
Yes.
Show? Yeah, he's British.
Yes.
Hot.
It is so, like, it's a little slow.
Okay.
A little slow. But, honestly, I like him so much in it. And I also love his sister. And it's just good.
Okay. You should watch the movie once you're done with the Guy Ritchie movie that it's based on. You should watch it.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that.
Oh, it's really good.
And you know, this all is based around a weed farm.
Yes.
A whole big weed
farm. I've seen the movie.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
But I did wonder about them making it a show because it's like you only have so much story in an hour and a half movie to tell in a huge, eight episode series.
It's pretty slow.
Yeah, I wondered.
But I still love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll watch that. Well, I watched the finale of Masters of the Air, and it absolutely wrecked me.
Oh, my God.
God, that show just really got me.
Really?
I don't know if it was all the cute boys or if it was the story or what it was, but, like, so sad. And it's all true.
So, well, I like that.
I don't know. Do you like World War II stuff?
I don't know.
I love it. I don't know why. I'm, like, fascinated.
I mean, I love Pearl Harbor.
So maybe you like it.
Did you see Pearl Harbor?
Josh Hartnett. Come on.
He was in it?
Yes.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale.
Uh-huh.
And Josh Hartnett?
Yes. Am I wrong? Josh Hartnett, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're making me question myself here.
Okay.
No, that was like his breakout thing that made it put him on the map. Anyway, it's so good. And at the very end, so it's all a true story, right? It's like one of the guys that was actually in the war wrote a book, and they turned that into a series. But so at the very end of the finale, they show the whole montage of, like, aww, the actual fighter
pilots. I love
pilots
when they do that.
And where they are now and kind of, like, how their story finished. And it's just, like, so touching. Love.
Maybe I'll start so that because I need something. Well, I'm going to watch The Gentlemen then that.
It's really good.
Ooh, maybe we can watch The Gentlemen tonight.
All two eye plans. I got to go.
I got plans.
Your girl's going out.
Oh, my God.
At 6 p.m. Probably be home by 8.
Hilarious.
With margarita and I'll be ready for bed.
Seriously, me too.
Oh my gosh. All right, I feel like that's enough off limits when there's like half an episode of off limits, right?
I know, but it was so good.
Yeah, it was good. Well, should we do some DRMTs?
Yes, we should.
I love DRMT.
I love DRMTs too.
We got a couple of good ones, a couple of videos, but first let's do the one without the video. I'll, like, read it first. Let's see here. Incoming DRMT question, but not a voicemail girly. I myself am also a huge fan of Dr. Amen. I also go through health anxiety and am very hyper aware of how my body feels at all times. I also just started my Lexapro journey and I'm very excited, also nervous because I'm so hyper aware, LOL. And I'm curious if you could share any practices you've learned from Dr. Amen and also what are your all-time favorite health supplements? I can't partake in smoking weed personally. This sends me into a spiral of even more anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But I love hearing Mama Tish talk about health and wellness and her anxiety because I have never heard someone explain the way that I feel and it helps me feel not so alone. Thank you for the laughs and adding positivity into the world.
I love this question.
I love the stoners.
I love the stoners.
They're
so
too
much.
Cute.
And I will say, like, my anxiety when I was younger, like when I was in my 20s, was more like constant. until I got on Lexapro. Like, it was constant. And not now that I'm on Lexapro, which she talks about, and I've been on it for so long, like 20 years. And like, I went through a period where Lexapro really kind of stopped me being that anxious at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I went through a period where it was just kind of almost gone. And then I swear, after mom died, after my divorce, after all that is when it started, like, I'm kind of back in it. Mm-hmm. Like, not as bad as I was, like, 2 years ago. But, like, I still wake up and, like, my first feelings are anxiety still a little bit right now. Mm-hmm. Like, when I first wake up is when my anxiety is the absolute worst. And usually then my stomach hurts and I'm freaking out and it just sets a whole tone for the day. But, like, this, okay, I mean, I really, truly just do not. And here's the thing for me, like, I try to do all the things, and I do a lot of the things Eamon says, mm-hmm. which he has an app that he has different, like, things on, like, hypnosis and things like that to help. And it helps so much. Like, it truly does. If I can, sometimes I'm just so anxious, though, that, like, I can't get myself there. Mm. Like, even trying to do the breath work, like, I'm just, like, so anxious I can't get there. But anyway, so I had been hearing a lot about this peptide that is called BCP.
I think it's BPC.
BPC-157. Mm-hmm. So somebody told me it's actually good for after you work out for recovery.
Yep.
That it's really good for that. But one of the other major thing it does is it heals your gut. Mm. And it heals your gut fast. Is what, like, I went down a rabbit hole of research on it because Trace takes it.
Yeah.
Miley takes it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, I'm just going to start taking it because I was waking up with such an anxious tummy and just whatever. And so I literally have been in it for like 5 days where I really did take it twice a day. And this morning I woke up with absolutely no morning anxiety.
Is that because I'm in town?
I mean, maybe. But we'll see when you leave. Yeah. Because, like, literally, like, it's just so bad when you have anxiety that affects you physically like that. And, like, I was like, well, I'm just going to try it. That's never going to work. And Trace was like, Mom, like, you know, he's like, Mother, like, I have not had anxiety in the morning since I started taking it.
That's so crazy.
He was like, after, like, day two. And I'm telling you, like, it's the first morning I've woke, and I still take my Lexapro,
mm-hmm.
but like, this is day number 5 and I woke up feeling different today. So it might be something you should research and, you know, it might not be for everyone.
Right.
But it actually is made from like stomach juices or something.
With your anxiety, mm-hmm. I feel like also comes like tummy issues.
Well,
not just you, but everybody. I just feel like that's kind of a thing.
Totally.
So it makes you wonder like what came first, chicken or the egg? Like, do you have anxiety because you have stomach issues, or do you have stomach issues because you have anxiety? Like, you don't
stomach
know.
Issues from anxiety.
You think that, but what if, like, actually, your stomach subconsciously being upset or having your gut having issues gives you anxiety to begin with? Like, maybe that's the tea, and maybe that's why the BPC helps you.
Because my anxiety usually comes from when somebody's like terrorizing me.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, but like, it's interesting that like if your gut's healed, then you don't have the same reaction.
Well, that could be true because, okay, so. This actually said
terrorizing.
I'm serious. But anyway, it says that if you research this peptide,
uh-huh.
it says like it actually does something between the brain and the gut.
Mm.
That whatever this does, I'm not scientific, mm-hmm. but it actually is your brain and your gut are so one. Mm-hmm. Like, we really do know that now. And, like, this does something that the brain and the gut function better or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is after day 5, I woke up with the least amount of morning anxiety I've ever had.
Wow.
For a long time.
That's pretty cool. You know,
so we'll see.
I keep saying we got to get Adam Bobo on the podcast.
Yes.
Because he's a pro about all the peptides.
Yes.
And he would be great.
Oh, yeah.
To
peptides.
About all this stuff.
Was I saying peptides?
Yeah. Well, you said the BPC 157 is a peptide.
It is a peptide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobo knows all about the peptides.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, so many of my friends are doing that. Mm. A lot of them, I know that a lot of people are injecting peptides.
That's what Adam does at Erite.
The one that I'm doing is oral. Mm-hmm. And it actually, all the research says that really the oral for this one is just as good as taking it by injection. But honestly, it was like, I definitely think you should do your research, but it's kind of feels like it's a little bit of a miracle drug. Like Love Joe that. Rogan takes it every day. Yeah. And I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good to know. And then Dr. Amen has an app. So maybe we'll post the info on the app that everybody. And is it, can you access, anybody can access it?
I'm not
sure. Or do you have to be a patient?
I'm not for sure about that. I think maybe anyone can access it.
Okay, we'll get the info.
But it's really, really good. And there's a lot of, it's like breathing exercises and like I said, the hypnosis. And I still do a lot of things that Eamon, you know, would tell me about ants, the automatic negative thoughts. And it really does help so much too. So you need to, if anybody, like Dr. Eamon is a great teacher in learning how to calm the nervous system.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah.
What a great question from the stoner.
Love it.
All right. Well, the next one is a video.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Leanne and Elroy calling you from New Hampshire. We love the podcast so much.
At this point,
he's probably going to say bye, just like you, Mama T, because I say it all the time.
I'm dead.
Anyways, I'm throwing a 10-year anniversary party to celebrate 10 years of marriage with my lovely husband. Tish, I love it so much that you're constantly bragging about Dom and how good of a man he is.
Not somebody does.
You got to say, I got a good man and I love bragging about him, but I'm sure people get sick of hearing it. Anyways, we love the podcast so much. Looking for recommendations as to how we can make our party look super chic and rustic, but not break the bank. Don't want to do any of the typical wedding bullshit. Just want to have a fun time with friends and family. Let me know if you want to come party with us. Bye.
I'm obsessed with this right now.
If that kid says bye, she better video record it.
I mean, we have to hear him going bye.
That's hilarious.
That will be his first word. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I love that people are picking up on my bye.
It's so funny.
It is good.
Your accent.
And that baby is the cutest baby.
He is cute.
That was the cutest child.
My favorite thing was how quiet he is.
I know. He was just like, so freaking cute.
I'm the worst.
Okay. But also, you know what? I love that rustic chic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the easiest way to do it is, and it just Amazon it right off, is just that off-white, dreamy tablecloths that are just like, flowy, you know, like I love an off-white.
Yeah.
Not a stark white, but off-white and just let it be like billowy at the bottom and just very boho chic.
Mm-hmm.
So cheap to do.
That's true.
Really cheap. Yeah. And then all the little vases that I used for my wedding, literally Amazon.
Yeah.
And they look like little antique vases and they're very small and you could just put little buds in them. Buds.
Different kinds.
Yeah. And I just think that's so cute and chic and so simple.
Yeah, I agree.
Little ribbons, you know, like really pretty silk ribbon and like pastel, like those. I love like a sage green and
oh, you do.
And that really pretty pinky, but more of a peachy pink.
Yeah, peachy pink for sure.
Uh-huh. With sage just and cream color. I just love it.
Yeah. I was kind of picturing like an outdoor hang with like the string lights, you know.
That would be so, and that is so easy and
have,
so inexpensive.
Have a fire pit, maybe toast some marshmallows for everybody.
Totally.
Yeah.
Love.
Love that
vibe. I think that's so cute and romantic.
Our stoners are so cute. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
My name is Natalie and this is my 6-month-old son, Savoy. Savoy. We just wanted to ask if you guys know any good places in Graceland, Tennessee to go visit that have to do with Elvis or anything. It's my mom's dream to go see where Elvis is from. And I guess just anywhere in that city or town that have to do with Elvis that you think would be worth visiting. Oh, God. Okay, we're back. If you guys know any good places in Graceland to go visit, that'd be great. And also, I just wanted to say, Tish, I know that in a previous episode, you guys talked about how you read something online about yourself that wasn't true, like you losing weight or something. And we just wanted to say that we love you guys and We have nothing but love for you, especially your fans and all of us. So don't listen to what the news and Daily Mail people, well, all they have to say, because we love you guys and we always are here to support you. So don't worry. We love you. And we don't listen to what all of these like gossiping people have to say about you guys. Okay. All right. Have a good one. Let us know about Gracelyn. Thanks.
Okay. I could not be more obsessed with her and I'm going to cry.
Oh,
I love my stoners so much.
They're
like
cute.
They are our family.
I know.
And honestly, she is just the sweetest thing. And I love that message so much. Like, honestly. And what I love most about it is that, like, what a light that she is.
I know.
With so many people that just spew hatred. Like, ew. Yeah. It just feels yuck. And then to have someone call in and just spread the most lovely, beautiful, like, message. Sometimes I feel like there are so few of those left.
I know.
And it makes me really sad.
I know. Or is it what we said earlier? And it's like, it's actually not that there's so few of those people, but like the negative people are just so loud.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And like overwhelming and like obnoxious, if that's what you see and hear all the time.
Oh, it's so
because
bad.
I feel like the nice people, the positive people, the light people are like quieter and just like, I don't know. Like,
that's so
it's
true.
Bad people are just louder.
And she was just so pretty. And her little, that baby.
Oh, kid's cute too. And quiet.
They're
love.
Very quiet. But she is freaking awesome. Now, so about Graceland.
Have you been to Graceland?
I have been to Graceland.
I've never been. Oh, unless you took me as a kid.
Okay,
and I don't
so
remember.
Basically, though, it's in Memphis.
Yeah.
So Graceland's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 4 hours from Nashville.
Three.
Even three?
I think like three.
Wow. Okay. So Graceland is where Elvis lived. It was the house he bought that he absolutely loved. It was the compound. He never left. Everybody came to him at Graceland. And it's so funny because when I thought about Graceland in my mind as like a kid, I thought of this like mansion, like this huge house and whatever. And then when I went there, I was like, what? Like, it is just not what I had pictured at all. I mean, it was for the time, I'm sure it was like, because Elvis came from so little.
I know.
You know, and so it's funny. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. And the best part about it is the decor from like the 60s.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. They, you know, it's roped off. I mean, like the jungle room is everything.
That's so cool.
And then you like walk across the street and there is, it's called the Lisa Marie, which was the big 747 private plane that he took everywhere.
So wild.
Named after his daughter, Lisa. And, you know, they have a lot of things like that. And then I think in Memphis, what is it called? Is it Bourbon Street? Does Memphis have a Bourbon Street? And there's like
that's
a bunch
Louisiana,
of different bars.
Right? New Orleans is Bourbon Street.
Let's look.
Beale.
Oh, maybe. Where's that? I think that's New Orleans too, right?
Maybe Beale Street sounds right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so also in Memphis, like it's Beale Street, which there's restaurants and shopping. So that'd be something fun to do, I think.
Also, I'm pretty sure Memphis has some good barbecue.
Yes.
I think they're known for that. I can't off the top of my head think of like where, but I just know a good barbecue in Memphis.
Yeah, and I would say if you're going to Memphis, head on to Nashville for a couple days.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say, I think if you're going to go visit Memphis, I don't know that I would stay in Memphis. If you just drive like 30 minutes outside, like to the east, there's a cute little town called Germantown.
Yeah.
And I would stay in Germantown and then drive into the city to see everything. Germantown's just like a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
Safer.
Yeah, a little safer.
I don't know if there's a proper way to say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nashville's not far. So that'd be a fun trip.
It would be a great trip.
Isn't there a thing about the swans at Graceland too?
Oh, no, that's at the Peabody Hotel.
Oh, what's that?
And I think that is in Memphis. It's a thing.
Is
where,
that where JFK?
I don't know. But anyway, the
Peabody
Hotel. And there's like two or three times a day they do something and these little ducks walk
swans,
across.
Right?
Oh, maybe
or
the
are
swans.
They ducks?
I think ducks.
I don't know anything. I just know there's swans or ducks.
Yeah,
something.
And it's like a historical hotel.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's something fun to do. Yeah.
Okay, cute. Well, I loved that. I think you have a couple other questions from stoners maybe that we need to hit before we wrap up here.
What is your favorite song to remix in your DJ set?
That's a tough to pick just one. My favorite remix to play, I think it's probably like the point in the set that I always look forward to the most. Is like when I first started doing this, I found this sick remix of TikTok by Kesha. I know it sounds crazy, but it hits so hard and everybody just goes crazy for it every single show. Like it never disappoints. And it's kind of like always a point in the set where I get up on the booth and get a chance to like dance for a second, like interact with everybody. But it's funny because like every show, different people react to different songs, right? Like sometimes a song will like hit really hard for one crowd and not another. But I'm telling you, the TikTok remix hits every time. So I would say like that's probably my favorite.
Okay.
I love that. Part of the set. Yeah.
I love a good Kesha song. Okay. But... also, women who inspire you to be who you are today.
My mommy.
I was going to say my mommy and Pamela Anderson. Mammy and Pam.
Pam. What an iconic duo.
I mean, like my mom and Pamela Anderson. I mean, my mom is Pamela Anderson and her mom.
Yeah.
Mammy was Pam.
Totally.
The big hair in her bathing suit with heels on.
I know. You're right.
Honestly, this is all Mammy's fault. She had me in a bikini.
Totally.
Like strutting my stuff like at about 4 years old. Had my hair all done up.
It's
like,
true.
Oh, there's a picture of me and mom in a bikini and I have mine stuff. Can we just set everybody off one more time? Like.
It's so true.
I mean, I'm sorry.
You're not.
Thank God she did.
You ain't sorry.
Because here I am.
That's too good.
If you are really empathetic, how can you find happiness after hearing someone else's story? How do you empathetically pull back? I don't even know what that means.
Should we skip that one?
I don't understand.
I'll tell you what. And call me selfish if you want. But I just like, it's very important to me to protect my personal peace at all costs. Like, it's just like, it's high, high priority.
Well, it's exactly like I said. Like, that is what I'm learning to do because I don't want the anxious feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I'm really anxious is when I let that into my life. And I just don't want to do that anymore.
Well, the thing is, no one else is going to protect it except you.
Totally.
And like, of course, like Dom's going to do his best and people in your life are going to do their best. But it's up really up to you to protect your own peace. And that's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah.
And that's like the highest value thing I have in my life is just my
and
personal
peace. And see,
that's
the other thing, though, that, you know, I've like just state all the time about social media. I don't know how you really have true peace if you have it.
I've got it. I'm great.
Oh, you do seem good.
I'm doing all right.
It just like, honestly, it's starting to gross me out.
Yeah, I know.
It's starting to gross me out.
I know. However, stoners, make sure you're following us on Instagram and subscribing on YouTube and all the good things. And I won't let Tish quit social media. Don't worry.
I'll let the stoners in.
But I'm kind of okay with TikTok going away. I know like you guys love TikTok, but.
I mean, it's fun. I think it could go. I would be so happy. And thank God Trace taught me about Instagram settings.
Yeah, we don't need to go over that again.
I mean,
yes.
We don't need to go over it again, but there are settings out there for your mental health.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was a great episode.
It was a great episode. I loved it.
We love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I know.
Just us. Just me and Mom.
And
me and Tool Time Tizzle. That's my favorite nickname for you of all time.
You know what they used to call me in high school? And not for reasons you would think.
I'm scared.
Turbo Tish.
Is that because you drove a Trans Am?
Yep. And the Trans Am said turbo on it. Oh, yeah. Turbo friggin' Tish. We need to get that. I'll never forget. A guy named gave me that.
Oh my God. Of course he did.
Oh, he was terrible.
Mom!
I was so scared of him, but he loved me. But if he didn't like you, he would spit big hawkers on you. And
the
one time he pooped
wild.
On somebody's car.
Oh my.
I love the 80s.
All right, on that note, we gotta go.
I'm not even joking. At a club called Shenanigans.
Bye.
Hey guys, I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiancé, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.